Perchav Mishnah, Gimel, Chapter 20, the third Mishnah. In Shorin es hachiltis, the posherin, avonosen lesoch, hachomet. A person on Shabbos may not soak asfotia in warm water. This is a type of plant which people would use for medicinal purposes, or for a spice. And if a person puts this in water, it looks as if, according to Rashi anyways, it's uvdin d'chol. We are doing an act, like a weekday act, and it is deemed inappropriate. Others actually say that why is this inappropriate? This is inappropriate because placing these parts of this plant on Shabbos in water, it is clear that a person is doing this for medicinal purposes. It is also just prohibited to make medicinal medicine. It is prohibited to make medicine on Shabbos. However, avonosen lesoch hachomet, it be permitted to place these parts of a plant from this chiltis. It be permitted to place it into chomet, into vinegar, and then a person would be allowed to dip their food into this concoction. Ve'in shorin es hakarshinin ve'lo shafin osan avonosen lesoch hakvara o lesoch hakalkala. A person on Shabbos may not soak this type of a legume, this type of bean, which is actually fed to animals. In Hebrew, the word is karshin. A person would not be allowed to soak it on Shabbos. The reason is because it is borer. Person soaks it, what happens is the psolas, the waste matter, floats to the top, and that's usher to do. Not only that, but you can't even shafin osan. You also not be allowed to rub them to remove the psolas, the waste, again because it is considered sorting, and that is usher to do on Shabbos. A person who sorts, a person who's merakade, is not allowed to do so on Shabbos. I guess really beforehand, the case of even placing them in soaking them is also really a problem of merakade more so than borer. However, continues the Mishnah, noshin lesoch hakvara or lesoch hakalkala. A person may place them into a sieve or into a basket. Why is it permissible to place them in these locations? So even though perhaps some of the psula, some of the waste might actually fall through the sieve or might fall through the holes in the basket on the bottom, it's mutter to do this because it is being done by itself. A person is not actively sorting the psolas, sorting and removing the waste. And since a person is not actively doing it, it is permitted to do so. The Mishnah continues, Ein kovrin es teven bikvara velo yitnenu al gabi makom gavoa. A person is not allowed to sift straw using it in a sieve, again, so that the fine chaff will fall away. The reason why a person wants to do this is in order to give this food to one's animal. And if a person gives this kash, this thicker tevin, the straw, to an animal, it could be perhaps a little bit damaging to them. It could cause them a little bit of harm. The person would want to remove it. Not only that, the person would also not be able to put it on high place, on top of a ledge somewhere, on a balcony, so that the wind would come and remove the chaff, because that is also a problem. The person who does that intentionally, in fact, transgresses there the iser of borer. Again, a person is selecting borer, merakeid, selecting or sifting. That is problematic. However, a person would be permitted to place this straw, permitted to place it in a kvara or a evus. What is a kvara or an evus? and we've seen this before. This kavara is a sieve in order to give the animal that way. Deliver it, give it to the animal, place it in a sieve, and again, if some of it falls out, that's okay. And then place this sieve, the socha evos, into the trough for the animal. That is permissible to do on Shabbos. Reason why this is permitted to do, even though we know that the chaff will fall on its own, is because davar shino miskaven is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. If a person does not intend to perform an action, it comes about as a secondary result that is considered almost like a davar shino miskaven. According to Rabbi Shimon, that is permitted, and appears that is the opinion of the latter part of this Mishnah. Perkav Mishnah Dalei, the 20th chapter, the 4th Mishnah. Gorfin melifnei haptam umesalkin latzkadim mipnei harei divrei Rabbi Dosa. Since the end of the previous Mishnah mentioned this Evos, mentioned this trough, where one places animals, we're going to be discussing a little bit about a couple of the halachic ramifications that pertain to this avos, to this trough. And the Mishnah says a person is permitted, it is permissible to sweep this trough, to clean it from refuse on Shabbos, in order so that, while, you know, let's say the animal is there, it's kind of, shall we say, trapped in this trough in order to fatten up this animal. The reason why we want to sweep it aside is so that the refuse, the waste of the animal, does not mix in with the food. Because obviously, the moment the food would mix with this waste of an animal, it would become disgusting, the animal would stop eating this food. And also, it is permitted to remove the straw that is in front of the refuse. If, let's say, some straw, you know, fell over, and a person would be allowed to move it to the side, so when an animal comes to eat in this trough and leaves, shall we say, behind some excrement, it would not fall on the straw that kind of fell out, because again, if that were to happen, that would become a little bit disgusting, the animal would not eat it, and obviously it would go to waste. Those are the different scenarios that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about, and Rabbi Dosa permits. Either it's removing the actual excrement, sweeping it to the side, maybe even sweeping it out so it doesn't mix with the food, or at the same time, perhaps it's referring to a case where some of the straw, while the animal's eating, some of the straw falls out of this trough, and the animal, when it comes to eat the food, might, shall we say, deposit some of its excrement on the straw. You could be allowed to sweep it over to the side. Those are the two different ways of understanding the opening line of our Mishnah. However, Chachamim Osrin. The Chachamim say, no, it is prohibited in both of these cases, whether to sweep the food over to the side so it doesn't get mixed in. And what are they arguing over? Where exactly is the machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim? So the Gemara clarifies that they only have a machlokas over a manufactured type of trough. However, if this trough is made of earth, even Rabbi Dosa would agree it is prohibited to sweep it, because one might come to flatten it out. And there is a iser that Chachamim have for flattening out, for flattening out these earthen materials. And that is called Yeshava at the Gumos. They'll come out and they'll flatten this this surface. And that is an Isser de Rabbanan. And in fact, the Rabbi Dosa said, if it is not manufactured, if it is not made from earth, then Rabbi Dosa would permit it. Chachamim would still usher the trough made from any other type of material as an extension as almost as a gzera, maybe a person might come and flatten and sweep out shavagumos, earthenware materials as well. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and Chachamim. We extend it into a trough that is not made from earthenware, that is not made from, earth, or does it only apply to a trough made out of earth? That is the machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, and the halacha follows Chachamim. Mishnah concludes, Notlin milifnei behema zo, v'nosin lifnei behema zo b'shabbos. A person may take food from in front of one's animal, from one trough to the other trough. It is not really considered purposeless moving. It is not really considered something which is unnecessary or something which is considered useless, because an animal, most animals, will not mind, shall we say, if its friend was munching on it or eating it, for it is permissible. However, the Gemara goes on to explain that a person would be able to take food from a donkey and put it by an ox, but not from an ox to a donkey. And the reason is because the ox's food becomes a little bit spoiled while it chews it, and therefore from its saliva, the donkey would not want to eat from it, and therefore moving the straw from one animal that will eat it, an animal that will not eat it, is considered an action which is useless and has no purpose and no function and no place on Shabbos.